This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The National Sports Awards have been announced today. World Chess Champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, Indian Hockey Team Captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. 32 sportspersons will be given the Arjun Award. They include athletes Jyoti Rayarji and Anu Rani, boxers Neetu and Sweetie, chess player Vantika Agrawal, hockey player Salima Tete, Abhishek, Sanjay, Jarmanpreet Singh and Sukhjeet Singh, para archer Rakesh Kumar, para athletes Preeti Pal, Jeevanji Deepthi, Ajit Singh and Sachin Khilari will also get Arjun Award. Athlete Sucha Singh and veteran para swimmer Murlikant Petkar will be honoured with Arjun Awards lifetime. Para shooting coach Subhash Rana, shooting coach Dipali Deshpande, hockey coach Sandeep Sangwan, badminton coach S. Muralidharan and football coach Armando Agnello Colaco will be presented Dronacharya Award. Physical Education Foundation of India will be given the Rashtriya Khel Protsahan Puraskar. The awardees will receive their awards from President Draupadi Murmu at a function at Rashtrapati Bhavan on 17th of this month. Employment generation in the country has witnessed remarkable growth of 36% during the last 10 years. According to the Labour and Employment Ministry, over 17 crore additional jobs were created from 2014 to 2024. The ministry said around 4 crore 60 lakh jobs have been generated in the country in the last 1 year. The ministry said the employment growth rate of 36% achieved between 2014 to 2024 is far better than the growth of 7% registered from 2014 to 2004 to 2014. The data reflects that employment opportunities in the agriculture sector grew by 19%, in the manufacturing sector by 15%, and in the service sector by 36% under the Modi government. As per the ministry, unemployment rate witnessed decline from 6% in 2017-18 to 3.2% in 2023-24. The Ministry of Home Affairs has amended the Model Prison Manual 2016 and the Model Prisons and Correctional Services Act 2023 in compliance with the Supreme Court verdict. The step has been taken to address the issue of caste-based discrimination of the inmates. According to the new manual, prison authorities must now strictly prohibit caste-based discrimination, classification, and segregation. The ministry replaced the existing definition of habitual offender to ensure that there is no discrimination. In October last year, the Supreme Court had directed the union government and states to revise their prison manuals and rules to address caste-based discrimination in prisons. National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, has said that Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has processed nearly 16.73 billion financial transactions in a single month in December last year. UPI processed around 23.25 lakh crore rupees in the transactions done. NPCI said that there was a 39% of year-on-year growth in the transactions count and 28% in year-on-year growth in the transaction amount. It also said that the average daily transaction amount has reached 74,990 crore rupees last month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi tomorrow. In the city, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Center at Nauroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. Cold wave conditions continue to prevail in several parts of North India. The Met Department has said northeastern regions, Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours during the next 2 days. In Hockey India League 2024-25, the match between Surma Hockey Club and UP Rudras is underway at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. UP Rudras were leading by 1-0 when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.